Good evening. Welcome to Amud Shvui. This is Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis and Mem Ches Amud Aleph in Brachos. A lot to cover, and I'm going to be slightly overambitious. So if I speak quickly, please forgive me. Okay, the Gemara talks about being mezamein over a katan. So basically, when it comes to a katan, we could be describing a katan one of three ways. One, it's muta barisa, where he's in the crib. So in other words, talking about a baby. So baby's in the crib, and whether or not he could be mitzaref. Now, the second one from there is where he's yodei. He has some sort of cognitive ability to discern who is he benching to, who is he davening to, and then it's katan apareach. So in other words, he's on the cusp of being a gadol. So these are the various stages of being a katan. And the Gemara starts off with the following. Now, what I'm going to do is as follows. I'm going to run through the Gemara. I know Dr. Goldenberg already went through the entire Gemara, but I'm going to go through the Gemara. The flow of the Gemara is necessary in order to appreciate Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. Rabbeinu Tam is going to have a very mechudeshik opinion, which we're going to see. And so, but just to appreciate and understand it, you really need to know the Gemara well. And so we're not going to know the Gemara well, but I'm just going to run through it because all of it becomes part and parcel of the Rabbeinu Tam. So Nashim Vavadim Katanim Mizamnim Alem, Amar Rav Yossi Katan Amuta Barisa Mizamnim Alav. So Rav Yossi takes the position that you have the Katan and he's Barisa. So it's a baby, it's an infant. And nevertheless, Mizamnim Alav. Vahatana Nashim Vavadim Katanim Eim Mizamnim Alem. What do you do with the Mishnah? Hu Damarka Rav Yishu Ben Levi. So Rav Yossi is in accordance with Rav Yishu Ben Levi, Damar Yishu Ben Levi. Ava Bisham Rukatan Amuta Barisa Mizamnim Alav. Ava Osan Osos Nifla Asara. So here what we're really doing with Rav Yishu Ben Levi is modifying in that, you're right, we're not talking about Zimun of Shlosha, but we're talking about Snifla Asara. In other words, in order to say Shem Hashem, Shem Elokeinu in your Zimun, so you need 10. That's a mission that's coming up later in this parak. And so what Rav Yishu Ben Levi is introducing is that if you have 9 adults, but you have a baby, so that baby can count as a Snifla Asara that can make up your 10, so you could say Shem Hashem. That's Rav Yishu Ben Levi. Now, mind you, by the way, that the Gemara seemingly right now is talking about Zimun. The Gemara is not talking about Tefillin, the Gemara is not talking about Minyan. That's what it seems like. Hold that thought. I'm Rav Yishu Ben Levi, Tisha Ve'Evin Mesarfin. Now, Rav Yishu Ben Levi says that 9 and an Evin can be Mitzarif. Meisvei, the Gemara challenges. Meisvei, Rav Melazar, Shenichon, Sabeis HaKnesses. V'lo Matzah Asara, V'shichre Avda, V'shilim Lasara, Shichre In Lo, Shichre Lo. So the Gemara talks about Rav Melazar freeing his Evin. Now, here it's clearly talking about Minyan. It's talking about Beis HaKnesses. It's kind of hard to imagine that we're talking about having a meal in the shul, although that's possible, unlikely. So you see that the Gemara is kind of weaving in and out between Asara for Zimun and Asara for a Minyan. So that's another thought to hold on to. So hold on to that thought. So the traits, the Gemara says really he needed 2, Shichr Chav and Afik Bechad. So he released one of his Avadim, and then so now he had 9 legitimate Bnei Chorin, and then he used the last one in order to be Mitzarev. Over by Asena, the Gemara says, and there's a problem. You're not allowed to free your Evi Kanani. One is in violation of a mitzvah esei. Shenamar la'olam em tavodah. The Torah says, when you have an Evi Kanani, he is supposed to work for you indefinitely. So the Dvar mitzvah shani. So the Gemara says, okay, but this is a mitzvah, and therefore it's different. Mitzvah ba'averu. The Gemara says, okay, but it's also a mitzvah, but you're going about it by violating an esei. So mitzvah derabim shani. So the Gemara says that the mitzvah of public is more significant. This is a mitzvah derabim. It's minyan. And so therefore, it has more value. Much to discuss about this, but that's not our topic for tonight. Not my topic. V'amar Rav Yishu Ben Levi. Now we're going to go on over here. So far what we have now is recorded is one halacha of Rav Yishu Ben Levi, katal hamuta barisa, another halacha of Rav Yishu Ben Levi. And lo'olam yashkem adam lebeis ha'knesses kedei sheyizkev yimne im asar rishonim. So be the first one to go to shul. My friend, Rabbi Englander, Rabbi Adam Englander. So on Rosh Hashanah, he makes sure to be one of the first 10. So he figures that the schus of being on the first time of Rosh Hashanah, it's a big deal. So he gets there early. Shafilo meya bai macharav kiba lav schar kulam. So you can have 100 people coming on, you're going to get the schar of all of them. The Gemara just simply modifies schar kulam. Sakadach, you're not getting their schar. Ela ema nosan lo schar kinegi kulam. You're getting what equivalent to their schar. Amar avuna tisha va'aram mitzarfin. Now, the Gemara is going to really freestyle right now. Because up until now, we were teetering on, well, he's not really an adult, and I know he's a kid, and I know he's a baby, but okay, he's a person. And now the Gemara is going to really test the limits of what can we use in order to be mitzarif. So what? How about the counting the Aaron as one? So Amar le Rav Nachman v'Aaron gavrahu. Well, it's not a person. So Ela Amar Rav Huna Tisha Nirin Kasar mitzarif. And what we meant is, no, we're not counting the Aaron. It means there are 9 in the room, but if they're configured in a certain way, so they can count as 10. You can have 9 people looking like 10. Speak to the interior designers. So Amr le kimechanfei, v'amr le kimevadri, exactly how they configure. The Gemara has various opinions. Amr Rabbi Amishlein v'Shabbos mitzarfin, you can have 2 in Shabbos be mitzarif. Amr le Rav Nachman v'Shabbos gavrahu, we can ask the same question. Shabbos is not a person. I know, we welcome the Shabbos, we're excited about the Shabbos, we wait for the Shabbos, but it's not a person. So so you have two Talmid Chachamim, so they can combine. Machver Rav Chista could go down of Rav Sheshes, Machver Rav Sheshes could go down of Rav Chista. Okay, and the Amoraim are pointing to one another. Yeah, me and him, him and me. Okay, wonderful. I'm Rav Yochanan. And now we go on to the Gemara. Katan Porech Mezamnim Alav. Now you have a Katan who's Porech.
He says, Mitzdarfim, Mitzdarfim, Mitzdarfim. One time he's talking what? For the Etzim, three guys that you need. And one time he's talking for the Etzala.
Yes.
It's all mixed up.
Correct, correct, correct. Good. So Amar of Yochan Kan Porech Mezamin Alav. So you have the Kan Porech. So now we're at that next developmental stage. So he has already sprouted, but he has not yet reached the age of Shanim. So Tainam Mehachi Kan Shehevi Shtei Saras Mezamin Alav. Shlo Hevi Shtei Saras Mezamin Alav. So then the Gemara brings in a Braisa where if he brings in Shtei Saras, that's good, and if not, it's not good. Vehemi Doctor Begin Bakatan. But then the Braisa says something unbelievably confounding, and that is, oh, don't pay any attention. In other words, we don't have to be that careful. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Agufakasha, Amar Hevi Shtei Saras in Lo Hevi Lo V'Hadu Tini Vehemi Doctor Begin Bakatan. Could you please help us out and stop confusing us? So the Gemara says, Lasuye, so, Bekatan Lasuye Mai, Lav Lasuye Kam Porech. Oh, so the Gemara says, we're talking about Kam Porech, which means to say that he has started sprouting, but he has not yet reached the age. And in that regard, you don't have to be medactic. And then the Gemara says something which obviously is going to cancel everything that we just suggested. Because we threw out a lot out there. We threw out the idea of an Aron being mitzaref, Shabbos being mitzaref, even in our corrections. No, nine Aron, it means nine configured a certain way. And two Tamid Chachamim. So they're mitzaref. So the Gemara says, you know what? So the Gemara does basically a reset on this entire discussion. The halacha doesn't follow any of the above. Rather, we're going to go like Rav Nachman, who says that if you have a katan who knows Lamim Mevarchin, so therefore you can make a Zimun on him. And then the Gemara brings in the story of Abai and Rava. Okay, and if I have time at the end, I would like to go back to the story of Abai and Rava. I have a Chiddush on Abai and Rava in this particular Gemara. But I want to first get to the main point, and then if time allows, I'll come back to Abai and Rava at the end. Okay, so what we have in the Gemara is a lot of confusion in terms of whether or not we could be mitzarif. The Gemara opened up with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi saying that you can have a katan hamuta barisa, so he's in the crib and he can be mitzarif. And then the Gemara has a lot of other discussions, and then the Gemara says the halacha doesn't follow any of the above. When the Gemara cancels that order, the Gemara is canceling certainly the aforementioned. How far back is the Gemara canceling that order? And so this is a major discussion and debate amongst the Rishonim. And if you take a look on Memchesim and Aleph, you see Tosus, I bring it down the Mar Mekomos. But if you look at Tosus, Tosus has a major debate on this very topic. And we're going to be focusing on, this evening, only the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now it happens to be Rabbeinu Tam is not the accepted Shita, but still, it's a Shita's Rabbeinu Tam, it's part and parcel of Torah. And so therefore is certainly interesting, and it deserves our attention. So, Omer Rabbeinu Tam. If you're looking at the standard Gemara, it's Omer Rabbeinu Tam is about 15 lines from the top of the Tosfos. I think I underlined it in the Mar Mekomo sheet. Either way, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Alpha Pidalei Silchus HaKachol HaNishmaitata. So it's true that the Gemara rejected everything above, but Miu HaLachika Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Damar Katan Mamasho Sinoso Snifla Asara. So, but Rabbeinu Tam says it doesn't go back all the way to the beginning of the Sugya. It doesn't go back to Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. It stops before Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Now, Rabbeinu Tam now makes the following argument. Now, it's true that our Gemara just taught us that I need Porech V'Yodea. He needs to be physically developed somewhat. He needs to have some sort of cognitive ability. Okay, that's true. Hainu Dafka B'Shlosha. Okay, that's making a Zeman of three. That wasn't Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi was talking about making a Snif La Asara. That's different. Now, why that's different? That's really what I want to talk about tonight. But let's read on in Rabbeinu Tam. And even though the Gemara made a rejection of everything mentioned above, it doesn't go far back to Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. And Rabbeinu Tam says, and I'll tell you what, if you read the Gemara again carefully and critically, and this is why it's so important to go through the entire sugya just to get this one point, V'deka nami sharei mafsika Gemara bein tayim ba'oso maisa de Rabbi Elazar, the olam yashkim adam, because if you're following the flow of the Gemara, we start off with a comment by Rav Yossi, katan hamuta barisa, then we corroborate it with Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, who says snifla asara, and then the Gemara challenges with Rabbi Elazar and the shul, and how he was meshachrer, And then the Gemara says, "V'amar Rav Shmuel Levi, lolam yashkim adam lebeis haknesses." Make sure to get up early to go to shul, so you're one of the first 10. So Rabbi Tam contends, you know what that is? That's basically the Gemara now saying, okay, hard pause. Meaning, at this juncture of the Gemara, we are now, everything up until this point in time is recorded and correct. And it's from that point going forward, when the Gemara starts with Tisha V'Aron, that's where the Gemara goes and makes the, you know, somewhat extreme positions, and that's what the Gemara is rejecting. V'tanya kavase ela kai ahani shmaita de baser tanya kavase. The yashkim could go in Tisha V'Aron v'Shabbos v'Shnayim. What the Gemara was rejecting was the nine of the Aron, Shabbos and Shabbos and two people. Tisha nir kasara shnayim mechadadin. Okay, the Gemara was rejecting those suggestions, but the Gemara was never rejecting Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. V'kan pareach afagav detana b'risa hachil asuya pareach yamiden Rav Nachman v'enu yadel amim avarchin v'hainu nami ki Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And as far as the b'risa was concerned, the b'risa was talking about somebody who doesn't know, doesn't have a cognitive ability, and that's in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Damar la'el, ka'neim azamnim alav, perish muta b'risa ad shiadel amim avarchin aval osan oso snifl asara. Okay, and so, as far as the ability, the cognitive ability and the physical development, that's for three. That's for Zimun of three. But once we're up to 10, so then you don't need anything. You don't need cognitive ability. You don't need physical development, says Rabbeinu Tam. All you need is a baby. You just need a person. Now, here, Rabbeinu Tam goes one step further. So, Chiddush number one of Rabbeinu Tam is that the Gemara never rejected Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Snif la asara, afil katna muta barisa, that's accepted. The next chiddush, we're talking about benching. Are we also talking about davening? So Rabbeinu Tam says yes. Perish lebirchas amazon v'hu adin l'tfila. So Rabbeinu Tam says that we're talking about benching and we're also talking about minyan as well. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you can have nine adults in the room and then somebody brings his baby in and mazel tov, you have a minyan. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the b'halo pligi, Rav Nachman, the chibay yodei al parech depreshit hanimila zim shlosha. And again, the requirement of Yodea and Poreach, that's as far as three is concerned. Aval asnif, modela Rav Shmuel Levi, desnif lasara, v'hu adin detfila. And the same thing is true regarding davening as well. The comment started, v'dekanami, the parech alami, maisa de Rabbi Elezer, shayil tfila. And again, Tosfos says, just read the Gemara, and you'll see this encrypted in the Gemara.
It's two different things. It's totally different.
Why?
Because when you say snif lasara, that means you could do mezumen. You could do the main thing. The only thing is you can't say the name of God. Okay, so you'll say, but over here, when you want to be mitzvah with the tefillah, you're going to the essence of the thing. Okay. Because without 10, you can't say davar shebekdusha. It's not just saying something new.
Okay, good. So I'm saying this respectfully. That's your opinion. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Okay, good. Okay, so the Rabbi Elazar shaya la tefillah. La Yeshua Lemi, the Maibre Berchaz Amazon. Okay, good. So,
but you're not saying why I'm wrong.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. Okay, but right now we're learning Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, good. So Rabbeinu Tam says that there's no difference between tefillah and there's no difference between benching. They're both the same. Rav Yeshua ben Levi, you can make it for snif asara. That is the opinion of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and Rabbeinu Tam says that's the halacha, not only for benching, but also for davening as well. Okay, it begs an explanation. Why should that be? So in other words, so if you're making a Zeman for three, let's speak this out as I look for the rush. So if you're making a Zeman for three, so the weak link can't be that weak. In other words, you need somebody with cognitive ability, you need somebody with physical maturity. Okay, not full cognitive ability, not full physical maturity. But in other words, he's got to be at the precipice of being an adult. But meanwhile, when it comes to making a minion, so now what we're saying, Rabbeinu Tam is saying is, you can have a baby who obviously has no idea what's going on, no idea what's flying. And meanwhile, you can make a minion with that baby. What is the story behind Rabbeinu Tam? And I'm not taking shitas from one place to another, meaning that's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. For three, I need the third person to be somewhat there. And for 10, you can just get a baby.
And we do agree that by a minion, if you have a gadol who's sleeping as number 10, he's allowed to be part, you're allowed to have a minion.
Oh, okay, good.
Right, even though he's cognitively not there.
Right. Ah, very good. Okay, it's going to fit in. It's going to fit in. So if you take a look at the rush, I brought it down the Mar Mekomos. If you take a look in the rush in this perek, in Os Chaf. So he quotes the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. He goes everything that we went through, he goes through inside, and then afterwards he cites the following. If you're looking in the standard Gemara, so there are two columns over here. So I'm in the second column. He talks about the idea that we have a minhag nowadays where we have him hold the Sefer Torah, but the Rush points out, and by the way, Tosus, the part of Tosus that I didn't do, also points that out. He says it's a strange minhag. Tosus's language is stronger than my language in terms of taking the Sefer Torah. It comes from another area in halacha having nothing to do with minyan. Okay. Anyway, the Rush points that out over here as well. So v'chein perish of haigon. Okay. So in the Rush he writes as follows: the katan ola leminyan asara, that you can have a minor and that minor can be counted towards asara. V'yirad ha'inu time d'amrinan da'afilu muta ba'arisa mitzarif. Okay. So now the Rush gives a svara for this Rabbeinu Tam, and with this svara we're going to understand A, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, B, we're going to understand also what the difference is between 3 versus 10. So the Svara of the Rush is going to cover a lot of things, and Doctor, it's also going to cover your point as well. When you have 10 people, so you already have a makam of Kedusha. Right? The Pasuk says, Nikdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. The Omrim Kedusha ba'asara. As far as Nikdashi is concerned, so now you have a makam of Kedusha, and Loshna Gedolim, Loshna Ketanim. Doesn't really matter if it's a gadol or if it's a katan. Karina be besoch b'nei Yisrael. That qualifies, that considers besoch b'nei Yisrael. Uvilvad, shiu tisha gadolam aval tfei me'echad lo. With one qualification. Meaning, even though the pasuk does not make any distinction between whether they're adults or whether they are minors, and minigdash b'toch b'nei Yisrael could really cover both adults and minors, but the Rush over here limits, you need 9 adults. Why? Now, why that should be? It's an excellent question. I don't know. But that's what the Rush writes. Kidnarmin and Gabi Evid, it's fame echad leka. So liyakara dishmaya letzarfo. So because we saw that regarding the Evid, meaning there were 2 avadim, one of them was freed. So now you have 9 adults. And then in terms of what can facilitate, what could add on as being the 10th, so there you could have a sniff. Ve'evinami isa bechlav v'nikdashti. Now as far as an Evid is concerned, an Evid could also bring about kedusha. He can also bring on to the situation of nikdashti. Dishchina shuria akol mechayve mitzvos. Really interesting line of the Rush. Because what brings in the Shechina? What brings in the Shechina is that you have people who are mechuyiv b'davar. And Eved is also mechuyiv b'davar. So b'nei bris v'davka liv sarif. Aval afuk echem yidei chavasim lo. Now obviously in order to be yotzei other people, to be motzi other people, that you can't do. But in order to get to a situation of v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, so then you can have 10. And even though that 10th is an extraordinarily weak link, it's a katan, it's an Eved, it still works. And the Rush goes on. And he brings us. He continues to make this point even stronger. So anyway, so this is the svara of the Rush that he provides for Rabbeinu Tam. It explains a lot. It explains number one, this idea that even though you would think that we should be more chamer as it relates to making a minyan over that of making a zimun, and meanwhile, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's just the opposite. We're more chamer by a zimun than we are with by a minyan. So by a zimun, I need 3 people in order to be mezamein. And so the third person, even though there could be somewhat of a weak link to that third person, but you need cognitive ability, you need physical ability. But as it relates to minyan, a minyan is a function of shechina. Shechina comes when there are 10 people in the room. 10 people in the room, there's shechina. Okay, good. So to make a minyan, so he does limit it in that 9 of them have to be an adult. But once you have 9 in the room, that's an adult. So what could be the 10th? So what could be the 10th? It's afil katan. Afil katan amuta barisa. Because you have a situation of v'nikdash b'soch Yisrael. That is the Rush's explanation, Rabbeinu Tam, and that explains why there's a difference between 10 versus 3. Okay. Do I have a minute? I have a minute. Okay. Go back to the story with Abai and Rava. Okay. Let's do this quickly. So Abai and Rava were case studies of people who were Yodea. And Rav Nachman says, Katna Yodea Lamim Avarchim Mizam Nalava Abai V'Rava Aviyasve Kamad Rava Amalu Rava Lamim Avarchim Amalu L'Rachmana V'Rachmana Hecha Yasev. And now where exactly is the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Rava Achve L'Shmei Talah. So Rava pointed to the roof, and Abai nafik lebra, and Abai went outside. Achve kape shmaya amalu Rava kaivaychu rabbanan havisu haina damri inshi butzim butzim ikatfe yade. Okay, and they both showed a certain proficiency even at a young age. They were precocious. Okay, In the story, so Abaye didn't point to the ceiling. Rava pointed to the ceiling. Abaye went outside and pointed directly to the sky. Okay, two Gemaras that really complement this story. One, the Gemara in Kedushin. I'm not looking at the Gemara in Kedushin right now. I'm staying outside. The Gemara in Kedushin tells a story right after the Gemara's regarding the mitzvahs of Kibbutz Av Ve'Em, tells the story of Abaye, where Abaye was brought into a really bad situation. So it's a strange agadata. Abaye confronted the seven-headed snake over there in the Gemara Kedushin and confronted it and won. The Gemara in Psachim, the Gemara in Psachim says like this. Gemara Psachim, the sixth perek, has a discussion regarding the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. Remember on Erev Pesach, so we go in three shifts. Shift number one would go in, doors would close. Shift number two would go in, doors would close. And then there would be shift number three. It's not clear from the Mishnah. We closed the doors, or the doors were closed on their own. So the Gemara brings down a machlokus on this very matter. It's a machlokus between, you guessed it, Abaye and Rava. The Gemara brings down the Tanan, sorry, Rava Amar, start one line earlier. This is on Samach Talmud Beis Psachim. Abaye Amar Nin Alu Tanan. Abaye says that the doors were closed on their own. So Kama De Ailu Mailu V'Samchina Nanisa. So Abaye says that we rely on a miracle. Rava Amar No Alin Tanan. Rava says that they locked the door. Below Samchina Nanisa. The Gemara in Psachim has a machlokes between Abaye and Rava whether it could be Somechal Anes or Ain Somechal Anes. Now it's funny. Our general rule is Ain Somechal Anes. And meanwhile, Abaye and Rava are having this debate in Psachim on Samach Talmud Beis. And so, as a theme, so I discovered that Abaye, who is more reliant on miracles, has more, so to say, more of a one-on-one relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rava, on the other hand, who is Ein Somchin Al Anes, meaning he's confined within the world around us. So when they're asked the question of Abaye and Rava's children, can you point to Kadosh Baruch Hu? So Rava points to the ceiling because he's in this world. Abaye says, no, I got to go outside. And he points directly to Shemayim. Abaye is a little more connected with the supernatural, if you will.